From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in the hot seat, along with BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward. He testified today before a House committee. Lawmakers from both parties blasted Hayward for safety violations and errors leading up to the explosion on the Deepwater Horizon oil rig. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the day also featured a passionate interruption and a surprising apology.
BP executive Tony Hayward was the only witness at this hearing, but it was an hour and a half before he had a chance to speak. That's because several dozen members of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee made their opening statements first. Hayward sat at a table, a dour frown on his face, and pretty much caught hell for 90 minutes. When it was his turn to speak, Hayward was immediately interrupted by a protester smeared in oil.
Chairman Waxman, Chairman Stoop, Chairman
okay.
Stupak. Ranking members Barton.
This is spin, please, sir.
Diane Wilson is a fourth-generation shrimper and a member of the protest group Code Pink. Police grabbed her arms and led her from the hearing room. Hayward started over.
I want to speak directly to the people who live and work in the Gulf region. I know that this incident has had a profound impact on your lives and caused great turmoil, and I deeply regret that. I also deeply regret the impact the spill has had on the environment, the wildlife, and the ecosystem of the Gulf.
The committee has been poring over emails and documents trying to determine if BP cut corners when drilling the well in order to save money or time. Much of the questioning today centered on technical problems. Hayward told Texas Republican Michael Burgess he had no knowledge of the well and the drilling operations before he was told that oil had been discovered there. Burgess then asked,
were you privy then to any other information, the difficulties that they'd had, the multiple gas kicks, the losing the tools down the hole, the length of time they've been over the hole, the decisions to move quickly because we'd spent too much time over this well?
I had no prior knowledge.
Who would have had that information?
Certainly the drilling team in the Gulf of Mexico.
But you're the CEO of the company.
And
do you have any sort of technical expert who helps you with these things who might have been there?
With respect, sir, we drill hundreds of wells a year all around the world.
Yeah, I know. That's what's scaring me right now.
This scenario was repeated well into the afternoon. Lawmakers grilled the BP CEO and got little, if anything, back about what actually happened. Hayward said the BP internal investigation is ongoing and he couldn't draw any conclusions about errors or fault until it's finished. But he said the $20 billion compensation fund the company agreed to establish after a meeting with President Obama yesterday should prove that BP's word is good. It was exactly that fund that caused a wildfire through the Capitol early today. It began when Texas Republican Joe Barton said this to Hayward at the start of the hearing.
I'm not speaking for the Republican Party. I'm not speaking for anybody in the House of Representatives but myself. But I'm ashamed of what happened in the White House yesterday.
Barton, the top Republican on the Energy and Commerce Committee and the top recipient of oil and gas campaign contributions in the House, called the compensation fund a shakedown of the first proportion.
I do not want to live in a country where any time a citizen or a corporation does something that is legitimately wrong is subject to some sort of political pressure that is, again, in my words, amounts to a shakedown. So I apologize.
The response to Barton's comments was swift, and it came from both parties. There was shock at his apology to BP. There were calls for Barton to resign from the committee. Late in the afternoon, Barton issued a statement retracting his apology to BP and apologizing instead for using the term shakedown. But words can hang in the air of the Capitol, sometimes for a long time. Democrats are already trying to use Barton's comments to paint the GOP as the party of big oil, and in hopes of making that a political selling point in the fall. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.